Hey, good morning. You are listening to It's a New Day at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Thanks for listening this morning. Michael Evans here. You can go ahead, call in at number 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK. David Letterman retiring, the nation lamenting the retirement of David Letterman. You know, in a lot of ways, he was really funny. You know, I always liked the late night shows. I thought they were funny. I just wish that they would sometimes be a little bit more family friendly. And anyone who's watched the late night show hearing me talk about that knows exactly what I mean with that. It's sometimes they're hilarious, but even like, okay, for example, Saturday Night Live, that just goes way over the top anymore today. But David Letterman was one of the old classics, and we've actually got some best of David Letterman lined up. We're going to play for you this morning. He had his last program, I believe it was last night. I love how he signed off. You know, I love how he signed off. From a CNN article, that's pretty much all I got. Thank you, and good night. That's a classy way to go. That's a real classy way to go. And I will say this. I do hope as broadcasters that we can emulate the same kind of heart on the sleeve that David Letterman had in his shows. And you'll go ahead and hear that, actually. We're going to go ahead and play a tribute, the best of David Letterman, here on 1180 WFYL, It's a New Day.
Attention, attention people of New York City. Seated near the restaurant, I would like to introduce to you the hip young cast from the CBS News program, West 57.
And since a lot of sports originated from real life activities, there is no better sport for this building than, of course, elevator races. NBC sportscaster Bob Costa. Bob?
David, the atmosphere down here is incredibly tense.
Clara, congratulations. Let me give you this lovely homemade trophy.
It's just beautiful.
The woman in the striped dress. It's lovely. Will you buy me 5 hot dogs?
That kind of a guy.
Yeah. You know what?
What kind of a guy are you?
I'll just be over here. We're going to pause here for station identification and get the hoses out here.
It's terribly sad here in New York City. We've lost 5,000 fellow New Yorkers, and you can feel it. You can feel it. You can see it.
And that was a tribute to some funny stuff in there. That last clip was a tribute, though. David Letterman, that was his first show right after September 11th. Occurred. So when he's talking, the number would be amended from 5,000 to 3,000. But that was the last clip there. That was what we got from our affiliate website, Fox. And just a little tribute today, saying goodbye to a wonderful broadcaster, David Letterman, who's done quite a lot of work in this nation's culture for many, many years. Well, that's Dave. And you know, there's a lot of people who are on, and they had everyone from President Barack Obama, Chris Rock, Tina Fey. Letterman even quipped, as CNN article here, do me a favor, save a little for my funeral. Tributes pouring in from all over. There's been a lot of talk about the difference between Letterman and the broadcasters now, who their humor is, I guess, a little bit more like my generation. And what I mean by that is that my generation is maybe a little bit more into the technological side of things. We'll let our technology kind of do the talking. We'll let that be the humor in something. And David Letterman was just kind of an off the cuff. He knew right from the top of his head. I'm sure there's a lot of planning and things going in there, but when he knew what he wanted to say, and he said it, and it was funny. And that was David Letterman. So a lot of people paying tribute to Mr. Letterman as he signs off his last program. 33 years he's been on the air. 33 years. I can't believe it that he would have been. I was listening to another program. They're saying since back in 1993, way back in 1993. Was 1993 really that long ago? Was it really that long ago? I feel old. I was born in 1991. A lot of people are going, you're spring chicken out there. Yeah, I know. I know a lot of you are doing that. Well, we got a lot in the news. Osama bin Laden he's given up a ton of documents that have just been hitting the public. And in fact, here's an interesting one that you may have some interest in. We'll read a little bit of this later in the program. But an application for actually becoming a member of Al-Qaeda. One of the questions, and you got to imagine what kind of questions. These are prospective recruits, okay, that they were going to be going on this. And this is, according to a New York Times article, a arduous and risky journey to the network's haven in the mountains of northwestern Pakistan. The application had many different questions, one of which, do you wish to execute a suicide operation? And who should we contact in case you become a martyr? So we're going to get you more of that application as we continue the program here. The last line provided space for the address and phone number of the next of kin. How would you like that? Who should we contact in case you become a martyr in that characteristic Islamic way? To go ahead and, well, here's your information. We're just going to go ahead and we're just going to make sure, in case you go blow yourself up, that your next of kin are notified that you died for jihad. So we're going to get that twisted. We're going to read a little bit of that twist document for your humor and pleasure this morning. And so that we could all sit there and go, how crazy are we? But other than that, and this stack of porn, apparently, that was next to his bedside when his compound was raided and he was shot and killed, among other things, plans for another September 11th-style attack, and more. We'll go ahead and delve a little bit more into that as we get into the program today. That and so much more. Apparently, ISIS has taken Palmyra, an ancient site, actually, that has a lot of historical value, and some people are quite upset about that. In fact, what you're hearing right there, that is anti-aircraft fire that was over Palmyra, and people are very upset about this. ISIS has been in the news. Are we getting numb to the atrocities that ISIS is committing? And so now that people are getting all up in arms about Palmyra, I believe I'm saying that right, Palmyra. Well, let's look at a BBC News article. This is the Islamic State seizes Syria's ancient Palmyra. Islamic State militants in Syria have entered the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Palmyra after seizing the town next to the ancient ruins, reports say. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said there were no reports of any destruction to artifacts, at least not yet. The militants had taken control of the nearby airport, prison, and intelligence HQ after government forces pulled out of the area, the monitoring group said. IS has previously demolished ancient sites in Iraq that predate Islam. The BBC's John Muir in Beirut says acute international concern over Palmyra might actually spur the jihadists on to make destroying it a priority, since they delight in challenging and horrifying world opinion. The ancient ruins are situated in a strategically important area on the road between the capital Damascus and the contested eastern city of Deir al-Zor. So Islam doesn't like anything that's not Islam. I've heard that argument before, that basically they want to destroy and wipe out any culture other than Islam. So anything that predates Islam would fall into that. So they're probably, I would not be surprised if they're going to destroy the site completely, and they've taken it. Now, if it's strategic, it's strategic. Of course, they may just ignore it altogether, too, but it depends on how fanatic they are, if they're going to take their hatred out on rocks. Because at the end of the day, I mean, that is all that it is. That has tons of great historical value. I'm not saying that, but at the end of the day, let's be thankful that they're destroying rocks and ancient houses rather than killing people, but they're doing both, unfortunately. What do you think? Do you think the historical site has garnered more attention? Because I can't believe that a historical site would actually draw more attention to IS than the atrocities that they've committed Do you think it has? 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667, toll-free 1180, 1-877-667-1180, 610-539-TALK. So we're going to talk about that and more on the program. But David Letterman, though, at least saying goodbye to him, that's some of the good news we got today. We do have good news. We got your scripture of the day coming up. We've got more here on the program. It's a new day. So be sure to stay tuned. You're on 1180 WFYL. Mike Levin's here. Again, call in 610-539-8255. This is your program, 610-539-TALK. We will return in just a moment with more headlines. And what does a terrorist application look like? We're going to find out.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
On Memorial Day, we honor those who've given their lives in battle so we can live in freedom. But when it comes to memorials, God says there's more to it than just remembering. In Joshua chapter 4, God instituted the concept of memorials and the deeper reason for them. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. Upon rolling back the waters of the Jordan River, God instructed the nation of Israel to cross over into the promised land, take 12 stones, and place them on the riverbank as a memorial, a visible reminder to the next generation of the greatness of Jehovah God. In the future, when your children see this memorial and they ask why it's there, you must remind them that it's God who opened the waters of the Red Sea, that it's God who gave victory over the enemy, and that it's God alone who preserves, blesses, and defends. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, urging you on this Memorial Day, while remembering the sacrifice of earthly heroes, remember even more our awesome and great God, to whom all glory and honor are due.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
So, you ever know what makes you, what you need to qualify to be a terrorist? We have full disclosure from Osama bin Laden. He conveniently, when he died, left us thousands of documents. Maybe not thousands, that may be a little bit more. Left us probably about hundreds of, maybe, well, is that a little bit too much? Is he not intelligent enough to have that much paperwork? Oh, I'm really on a roll. No, probably a couple hundred. I don't know about hundreds, a couple hundred of documents, but one of which is in an application if you want to be a terrorist. And I kid you not, an application if you want to be a terrorist. You know one of the questions on here? Actually, this is funny. One of the questions on the application to be a terrorist was, have you been ever convicted by any court? When and who convicted you? What was the offense? Have you ever been in jail or prison? That's the application on becoming a terrorist here for Osama bin Laden. Have you ever been to jail or prison? Tell me about your past. What crimes have you committed against Holy Allah? You know, if people are getting offended with the way that I'm treating this or the shots that I'm taking at Islam, you know what? Can't say that I'm too concerned about that. Now, please get me right here. Don't get me wrong, get me right. I don't want to necessarily bash Muslims for the sake of bashing Muslims. That's not what I'm trying to do. You've heard me say this before. You've heard me say this all the time on this program. The only answer to all of our problems in this world, in anything, is Jesus Christ. That means for Muslims, too. Muslims need Jesus. I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly. I don't believe they're evil. I believe we're all evil. We all have a little evil in us. That whole yin-yang thing? No, I do not believe in Confucianism. I do not believe in the yin-yang thing. And if you don't know what that is, awesome. If you do, I don't believe in that. Let me clarify that. But the Bible does talk about how we do have a sinful nature. We have a sinful nature in us, which is evil. We all have a little bit of evil in us. Apparently, Osama bin Laden wanted to know how much evil was in his terrorist applicants by asking them if they'd ever been in jail or prison. Now, that's an interesting question, because if someone was put in jail by a tyrant like Saddam Hussein, how do you answer that? So let's say they were put in jail because of this whole Sunni-Shia divide thing that happens in the Muslim community that we're seeing, and all these proxy wars that are, by the way, affecting much more than just Muslims. They think maybe it's just a war between themselves, but it's affecting many more people than just their own little parties they have over there in the Middle East. With Yemen, right now specifically, we have, of course, ISIS. Everyone knows about ISIS. Sunni-backed ISIS in Iran is fighting ISIS with Shia-backed militants, I guess. You fill in the blank. They all have a different name. There's going to be someone else who comes up with a stupid name tomorrow. And that's right. They're stupid. That's quite frankly what they are. And I don't make any apologies for that. And I don't think anyone would make any apologies for that. Hopefully that doesn't get me on a hit list where we still have freedom of speech here in the good old U.S. of A. But, so apparently, we all have a little evil in us. Osama bin Laden wanted to know how much evil he had. So we've got a terrorist, and we're going to be putting this up on Facebook, by the way. So go ahead, like us on Facebook. That's 1180 AM WFYL. Twitter, 1180 AM WFYL. We're going to go ahead and put this document. It's from the government. What's the website? DNI.gov? What is DNI.gov? I just found the link. DNI.gov. What is it? No, I'll type it in the computer here. What is it? Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Leading Intelligence Integration. So they've made these documents public, which is nice, because now it's fodder for everyone, which is good, because it kind of quips at the foolishness of, well, at least these militant groups in Islam, and quite frankly, I would even say it is as Islam in a whole. If you are Muslim, anything but Christianity, your understanding's darkened. I don't care what it is, atheist, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, that's the truth. Doesn't mean you're less of a person than me or anyone else, but that's not the truth. Well, okay, here we go. Let's stop preaching. What do we got? The application. All right, so it's fully translated. Each page has a watermark that reads as follows. The Security Committee, Al-Qaeda Organization, O ye people of faith, be vigilant. So very religious, isn't it? In the name of Allah, the compassionate and merciful. That's how it starts. In the name of Allah, the compassionate and merciful. Important remarks before you fill in the application. Number one, they have different itemized items here. Itemized items. Not to be redundantly redundant. Let's go ahead and read these items. Here's number one. Please answer the required information accurately and truthfully. Number two, please write clearly and legibly. Apparently they had problems with that. Osama bin Laden was having problems with people not being legible in their writings on their applications to become suicide bombers. If you do not speak Arabic, please answer in the language you know. Number four, please refrain from sharing the information you provide on the application with each other because it is a trust to Almighty Allah. I love how they could claim that in this little application of theirs. Number five, you should know that the review of this application form is limited to the concerned individuals only. And number six, if you would like to discuss any further issue, please tell your direct brother supervisor. I would like to contact my direct brother supervisor. I have a disagreement with some of the information disclosed on my application. It is not correct. Someone must have amended it after I filled it in. Allah be praised. A direct brother supervisor. That's a title. If you would like, I am waiting for commercials here in the U.S. Contact your direct brother supervisor for openings today. Personal information, name, today's date. They ask for a nickname. And this is ridiculous. They ask for a nickname or an alias. So if you're a terrorist, you could have a nickname. Here's my nickname, him who blows up frequently. And not just because I'm angry. Nickname, alias, first name, father's name, grandfather's name, family name, father's occupation, number of family members. You know, something interesting here. I'm not seeing mother. I'm not seeing mother at all in the personal information. I've got father's name. I've got grandfather's name. I've got the family name. I've got my father's occupation. I've got number of family members. I don't see anything about mother. Mother's name, your wife's name, nothing. Age, marital status, there's one. Country, profession. I'm literally reading an application to become a terrorist. Can you believe it? I cannot believe it. What do you think of the application to become a terrorist? That was the first page. There's two other pages here. And I won't read the whole thing. You could see this for yourself. We'll go ahead and post it on Facebook so you can look at the rest. But you decide for yourself, what do you think of the application to become a terrorist? 610-539-8255. Would you pass the application to become a terrorist? 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK is the number to call. I don't know here. Country, profession, address, country, city, street. I date of arrival, I don't know. Would I be too nice? Well, let's see what they actually ask some. Let's see. Did date of your arrival in the land of jihad? How long do you plan to stay in the jihadi theater? They're really concerned about your travel here. Education level. Maybe they have benefits or something. Primary, elementary, secondary, college. And then when did Almighty Allah bless you with this gift? Well, that's something that apparently I didn't even... Well, I guess they do not mind college. They do have colleges of their own there in the Middle East, but studies the Quran. But they're very educated people in a lot of respects. 610-539-8255. What do you think of the terrorist application? We'll be back, and I don't know. Would you qualify to be a terrorist? We'll find out.
WFYL. Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Heavily armed Islamic State terrorists take over more territory in Syria.
The Islamic militants' capture of the archaeological site at Palmyra has officials and activists worried that ISIS could destroy some of the priceless ruins like they've done in Iraq. Syrian forces were seen fleeing the region. The seizure of Palmyra is another triumph for the extremists, who now control half of Syria's territory.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul held the Senate floor for 10.5 hours to oppose renewal of the Patriot Act and bulk collection of Americans' phone records.
There's a hunger in America for somebody to stand up, for all of us to stand up, for somebody to do the right thing, to say that the Bill of Rights needs to be defended, that the Bill of Rights is important.
The House passed a bill to reform the law last week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, one of the many voices of News Talk 1180 WFYL AM on your radio dial, streaming worldwide online 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a WFYL advertiser. We provide quality programming with local and national hosts, expert political commentators who cover a wide variety of topics about local and national issues of the day. If you'd like to attract more business, more clients, or more customers, try advertising with us. Write to us, info@1180WFYL.com, or call us at the station, 610-539-1783. That's 610-539-1783, or by email at info@1180WFYL.com. Find out more about us and listen online anytime at 1180WFYL.com. King of Prussia, Philadelphia. To protect freedom of speech, God bless America.
MFB Wealth Management in Souderton has an opening for a financial advisor. If you are currently working in financial planning with a Series 7 and Series 66, and you would like to be in a Christian environment, we would like to talk with you. MFB Wealth Management provides biblical financial planning and tax services. The initials MFB stand for My Father's Business, from Luke 2:49. Where Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. We work closely to motivate individuals in applying God's principles, to develop priorities, to give generously, and invest wealth carefully with an eternal perspective.
To learn more about MFB, visit our website at mfbwm.com. For more information, call our office at 215-723-8999. MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Here we go. Instructions to applicants. That's what the document is called. Instructions to applicants. It's a PDF file. And it is posted. Posted on Facebook. So if you want to see, it's at DNI.gov. Application to become a terrorist. Just posted that on Facebook. So go ahead, click at that. That's 1180 AM WFYL on Facebook. Go ahead, click the link, hashtag Bin Laden's bookshelf. That's what they're calling it. At the what is it now? Because it's a long name. Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Leading Intelligence Integration. That was DNI.gov. So go ahead, go to Facebook and click on the link if you want to see the application yourself to become a terrorist. I think you'll be astounded at what you find. It'll be, well, here, why don't I'm gonna, so we're working down this application here. Some of the questions include, how much of the Holy Quran have you memorized? Did you study Sharia? Who was your instructor? Which sheikhs do you listen to or read often? Which sheikhs or Muslim dignitaries do you know? Have you invented or researched anything in any domain? These people aren't the brightest people at all. They may be overshooting a little bit what they're looking for. Have you invented or researched anything in any domain? Well, I don't know. Apparently, I don't know if they taught that in Quran 101 at the local college I went to. What other languages do you speak, and at what level? What is your fluency in these languages? Let's see. I'll go down to the bottom. Have you ever been convicted by any court? When and who convicted you? What was the offense? Because that apparently would disqualify you, I guess. I can only guess. Have you ever been in jail or prison? See, what happens if... Well, because Al-Qaeda's Sunni, so if you were arrested by Shias, Shia Muslims, whatever organization or country it was, does that mean you're good? So if you're arrested by Shia Muslims, does that mean that you're just ready to go? If you were arrested by Sunnis, then, does that mean, oh, no, we cannot accept you, brother. We cannot accept you, I'm sorry, in our... That, see, that sounds a little Indian. That's not... There are Muslim Indians, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to sound like an Indian because we're talking Middle Eastern here. We're talking Pakistan, Afghanistan. List of types of passports. And who should we contact in case you become a martyr? Address and phone numbers. Do you have any chronic or hereditary disease? Diseases. It's another thing they'd like to know. This is fascinating. Praise Allah, Lord of all worlds. That's just a little bit from the application. There's a good amount that we left out there. You could go ahead and find that again on our Facebook page. Just posted it like 3 minutes ago. Just posted it. So go ahead and look that up at 1180 AM WFYL. Application to become a terrorist from Bin Laden's bookshelf. And that's a... courtesy of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. It's called Instructions to Applicants. So go ahead, look that up. You can pull that up on our website. And you will be amazed. You'll be amazed. In other news, well, it seems like Iraq is getting hashed up again. Some people are hashing it up again. You remember that? It was so crazy. How passionate everyone was. They were either passionately for Iraq or passionately against Iraq. And what came with that was either a support for President George W. Bush at the time or a blatant hatred almost for President George W. Bush. There was no middle ground. It was a very dividing issue. So in CNN, good old CNN liking to hash up old politics, GOP grapples with ground troops in Iraq. That's the headline of this article. Pressing to send a new wave of U.S. combat troops into Iraq would have amounted to political suicide for White House hopefuls just a few years ago. But the shocking advances of ISIS over the past year, from the gruesome beheadings of Americans to the group's success in conquering key Iraqi cities like Ramadi, is creating a new uncertainty about whether the U.S. should re-engage in Iraq, thrusting the issue to the fore of the 2016 presidential race. I have news for you, CNN, and I have news for everyone who thinks that we should not be in the Middle East. It will never, ever stop. Ever, ever stop. The conflict will continue, and there will always be another ISIS. There will always be another Al-Qaeda. The minute that our presence leaves that region, it's going to bite us in the backside. Let me tell you something. That's the truth. That is the truth. Because Scripture even says, Ishmael, the son of Hagar, okay? Hagar, you know, Abraham and Sarah, Abraham, father of the Jews, Sarah, his wife, or Sarai. Hagar was a servant, a slave for Sarah. And because Sarah wasn't becoming pregnant, she wanted Hagar to become pregnant with Abraham's child. So that's what happened. The child was called Ishmael. He is the father of the Middle Eastern peoples. And in Scripture, it tells us he will be like a wild donkey of a man. Now, here's the interesting thing. God blessed him. God blessed Hagar and Ishmael. And he had mercy on them. He had pity on them because Sarah got jealous that Hagar got pregnant and she couldn't. So she treated her like an enemy and drove her out. And God had mercy on Hagar and her son, and in fact gave them quite an inheritance. If you look at how the Muslim peoples have grown today, not Muslim people, Middle Eastern peoples. But Ishmael is said in the scripture, he will be a wild donkey of a man. He'll be at war with all of his neighbors, conflicted with all of his neighbors. Let me tell you something. The conflict will not stop in the Middle East anytime soon. It will continue. And the scripture's already told us about that. And how old is that scripture? Over 2,000 years old. 610-539-8255. 610-539-TALK. You think scripture is right? Because I sure as heck think it is. So now, the question is, should we go back to Iraq? We're rehashing the old wounds as to whether or not, there will be any kind of similar action taken in Iraq as there was after September 11th. Positions are coming out on this. Hillary Clinton is changed her position on whether or not she should have been involved in supporting the Iraq war. She, at the time, did support the Iraq war. Again, we're talking about right after September 11th, 2001. Now she's saying that she flip-flops, says, I made a mistake, that's a wrong decision. And to her credit, I think it's perfectly upstanding to admit you made a mistake if that's what you think it is. I don't think the Iraq war was a mistake. I think that we were attacked. And while the guise of weapons of mass destruction was not true, it was not true. And that was a guise to some extent. And who knows, there may have been intelligence that was strongly suggesting of weapons of mass destruction. But at the end of the day, we didn't find them for whatever reason. If they were there, if they were moved, if they were never there, Saddam Hussein never successfully got a hold of them. We won't know. Only history will tell us that. But these Islamic militants that will reach over across our borders and attack us and wish to destroy us, and not just us, but our way of life, to destroy our freedom and liberty and replace it with totalitarianism underneath the guise of Islam. And I believe that's what Islam is, totalitarianism. It's not freedom. Sharia is not freedom. It's that whole argument you see in post-apocalyptic films where they talk about control. In fact, I'll go ahead and reference a popular movie, The Avengers. You know, if you've watched the Marvel movies, if not, you need to watch them. I love them. I'm not a comic book guy, but I love superheroes. I watched those cartoons on Saturday morning with my dad when I was growing up. We'd sit there and watch Superman and Batman and the old cartoons of the 90s. Can't believe those are old now. But if you watch those, there's this group called Hydra, where in the latest Captain America movie, in order to give man quote-unquote freedom, it was to control man beyond belief and eliminate those who could oppose that control. Well, that's Islam. I hate to tell you, but that's kind of how Muhammad did things historically. If you did not agree with him, he was going to conquer you. And that was the founder of this religion. And who's to say that that's going to be stopping back in history? Islam has been fighting the Western world for hundreds of years, and it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Grandma, can you help me with this new Common Core assignment? I'm supposed to read all about global warming and how we're polluting the air just by breathing. I held my breath 10 times today because I don't want to hurt those poor polar bears.
Oh, honey, don't you worry. There are 4 times as many polar bears now than when I was a kid. You can breathe safely because you're not polluting anything. That's just another government scheme cooked up to tax and control people.
But it's right here in my Common Core book, Grandma. I'll get a bad grade if I say that. What shall I do?
Get Common Core out of your state. If you would just make this your project, you could change the country.
Learn more about the Federal Common Core and PA Core standards and call your representatives today and ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to knowpacommoncore.com or call Richard at 484-678-2236. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. We're often asked questions that go like this. What's the best way to communicate with elected officials on issues or proposals that I care about? Is it a phone call? Do emails work? If I write a letter, should it be handwritten? Well, we're glad to hear those questions because it shows the questioners care enough to get involved. Well, what we have found to be most effective is face-to-face visits. And to do that with state lawmakers is not hard since they're in their district office at least 2 days a week. But if you can't make that happen, the rule of thumb is the more personal, the better. A phone call or letter that you write is good. Emails work too, but are best when delivered in quantity with lots of people writing. One thing that we know does not work, and that is staying silent. Sadly, too many people choose that option and then get the government they deserve. Find out more about the Pennsylvania Family Institute and how to take action at our website at pafamily.org.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The American Red Cross was organized this day, May 21st, 1881, by Clara Barton, a school teacher who had moved to Washington at the outbreak of the Civil War. She distributed relief supplies to wounded soldiers and, at the request of President Lincoln, aided in searching for missing men. She helped victims in Europe during the Franco-German War, working with Henry Dunant, founder of the International Red Cross. President Woodrow Wilson recognized those in this great service, stating, "Being members of the American Red Cross, this cross which these ladies bore here today is an emblem of Christianity itself."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
So again, if you want to find that that application to be a terrorist, you could go ahead and do that on our Facebook page. That's 1180 AM WFYL. Go ahead and look up our Facebook page. Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter, 1180 AM WFYL. It's called Instructions to Applicants. That was released with Osama bin Laden's documents. They're calling it Bin Laden's Bookshelf. So you can go ahead and find the link there. You could look up the application that was found in Bin Laden's compound, literally an application to become a terrorist. So go ahead, like Facebook, comment on the post. There'll be some interesting comments on that one, I'm sure. Mike Levinson, you missed that? You tell me you just tuned in. You missed the application. Well, now you gotta go find it on Facebook. You missed it on the app. You missed it when we were talking about it. You gotta find it on Facebook now, 1180 AM. WFYL. If you just joined, welcome to the program. Wonderful to have you here with us. You could join our program as well by calling 610-539-8255. That's 610-539-TALK. Join our program and let your voice be heard this morning as we talk about the headlines and everything new and happening in the news. David Letterman retiring. Oh, the humanity. David Letterman retiring at his last show last night. We're talking about that a little bit, but now we're talking about Iraq. It seems like Iraq is now becoming a new political topic, and people are trying to rehash the old discussion on Iraq that was going on 10 years ago with whether or not we should intervene in the Middle East because of the attack at September 11th. There was widespread support for the Iraq war at the time of the attack. And that waned because we realized that there was more in the war that we did not understand. Tasks that we hadn't necessarily undertaken, like nation building, Because if you were to take down a dictator like Saddam Hussein, then you need to raise something up in its place, or a vacuum will be created and you'll have either something worse or just as bad take its place. And that was something I don't think that our military was prepared for. There were a lot of changes in our military, a lot of things that they all of a sudden inherited. And when I say inherited, I mean that they took on tasks, they took on objectives that they necessarily were not planning on, I would imagine. I mean, when you're the military, you don't imagine that your primary objective is going to be helping a nation rebuild itself. The original mission was to go and topple the dictator, but a primary function of the military is to defend, protect, and to fight, not necessarily to build. I understand there are great parts of the military, like the Army Corps of Engineers, different things like that, that actually do build physically. But now the discussion is being rehashed. I'm looking at a CNN article. The topic, or the headline, GOP grapples with ground troops in Iraq. Because now with ISIS, should we put ground troops in again? See, I think the best way to handle this... I think the best way to handle this is to let them fight it out themselves. It's like a gang war. When gang members start shooting each other in the streets, the cops, while it causes chaos, that's something that, well, you know what? Let them duke it out. And let's protect the people who are bystanders. But ISIS is fighting a lot of wars with a lot of nations. They're committing horrible atrocities. I would say to those who don't want to intervene militarily, well, then I think that the best way to handle the situation, if that's your stance, is to go ahead and let these different militant groups fight it out amongst each other. And that, because Islam is not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. And that's what these groups will always be based on. That's what they have always been based on. That's why they commit these horrible, horrible acts. I do believe that. They believe that as well. I just read the top line of the terrorist application from Osama bin Laden from Al-Qaeda, which is Sunni. Again, you can find that on our Facebook page, 1180 AM WFYL. It starts off with, let me look at the top here. In the name of Allah, the compassionate and merciful. People have said they've hijacked Islam. Some people would disagree because of what the Quran says. I think the Quran, in a lot of ways, is self-evident. There are surahs you cannot ignore in the Quran. And actually, that's for another day. But where do you think they get things like Sharia from? Sharia law, which everyone is so opposed to. Where do you think supporters of Sharia get that from? They get it from somewhere. They didn't just make it up. Muhammad made a lot of things up, that's what I think. He definitely made a lot of things up. And he conquered those who disagreed with them. Historically. You look that up too. Islam has been at war with Western civilization for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Ever since its inception. Because it is militant by nature. You believe what we believe, or we're going to get rid of you. That's the tenor of Islam, unfortunately. The world in which we live, right? Well, what should we do, though? You know what? I think Scripture has an answer for that. What should we do in the face of this? Well, here's our scripture of the day. It's Mark 12, verse 30 and 31. I'll go ahead and read it. You probably know it well. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The greatest commandment. This is the most important one, right? Here's verse 31. Here's the second. According to Jesus, out of his own mouth. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. You know, even though there are a lot of crazy people in this world and they do a lot of crazy things, Scripture, you know, has the answer for how we should deal with them. And it's not to deal with them with a heavy hand. It's to love them. Even the Muslim extremist, even the terrorist, that's right, I said it, even the terrorist, to love them. Now, as a Christian, I could say that, but I could guarantee you a lot of the world would hate that statement I just said there. Love a terrorist? You're going to love someone that murders innocents? That murders Christians like yourself? Children? Women? You're going to love them? Absolutely. I'm not perfect at it. That's for sure. And you know what? I would be very angry if I ever met a terrorist, quote-unquote, face-to-face. Doesn't justify what they did. Loving them doesn't mean you make an excuse for what they did. It means you love them in spite of what they did. The only way we could do that is through Jesus Christ. Again, I will put that forward to you time and time again. That's the whole premise of this show, if I could say that, that Jesus is the only answer to all of these headlines I read here day after day at this microphone. Jesus is the only answer, will only be the only suitable answer to our issues as a nation. And that starts with you and me. It starts with you and me acknowledging that. And if we want things to turn around, it's not about legislation. It's about our hearts. You think that's right, or do you think I'm completely crazy? I'm Bats. You can call in at 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, or toll free at 1-877-667-1180. Let your voice be heard this morning. That's 610-539-TALK. We're going to head to a break, and then our spotlight segment coming up after that, we got a great guest who's going to be with us, Gene Vollmer with Life Leadership. We'll go ahead and tell you what that's all about, highlighting a local business organization, a ministry in your community. That's our spotlight.
Our podcast on our WFYL homepage. Did you know you could stream us anytime, night or day, 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com? If you like what you hear on WFYL, please email us at info@1180WFYL.com to let us know.
Hi, friends. Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township,
this is AM 1180.
AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. ISIS wins again. The Islamic militants reportedly overrun a historic town in Syria, now controlling half that country. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, ISIS taking over another archaeological site. This one is in Syria, Palmyra. The Islamic militants captured the ruins just after they took over the town, raising fears to destroy artifacts just like they did in Iraq. As ISIS overran Palmyra, Syrian forces could be seen retreating. This week, the extremists also captured Ramadi in Iraq, the provincial capital of the Anbar province, Dave.
Jessica, 6,000 gallons of oil cleaned up, maybe 100,000 more to go near Santa Barbara, California, where an oil spill is now 9 miles long, blackening coastline and some wildlife closing beaches. They think they know who tortured and murdered a family, then torched their mansion. Now police in Washington are on a manhunt. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in D.C.
DNA from a pizza crust led police to 34-year-old Darren Dillon Wendt. A warrant is out for his arrest in the brutal murder of a D.C. corporate executive, his wife, their 10-year-old son, and their housekeeper last week. Investigators believe the victims were held against their will and possibly tortured on the night of May 13th. That same night, two pizzas were delivered to the home. The murders were committed the next day. The home is in an upscale area just north of Vice President Joe Biden's official residence. residents at the U.S. Naval Observatory, Dave.
Ray Gillette, the U.S. Senate.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I relinquish the floor.
That was Rand Paul just before midnight after the Republican running for president went on a more than 10-hour rant against the Patriot Act and the NSA's bulk collection of American phone records.
The Bill of Rights needs to be defended.
The House has voted to end that collection. There's resistance in the Senate. David Letterman fans can go to bed earlier now.
In light of all of this praise, merited or not, do me a favor, save a little for my funeral, all right?
Okay. Celebrities from Alec Baldwin to Bill Murray read his final top 10 on the CBS Late Show. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Performance Bicycle, where great rides begin, wants your great ride to start now. Now through Memorial Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Over 1,000 items on sale store-wide. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike in the store is on sale. Adult bikes starting at just $199, plus 50 doorbusters at 50% off. But only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Now through Memorial Day. Go to performancebike.com for location.
When the work you love involves actual hard work, you need a John Deere Gator utility vehicle. The powerful Gator XUV825i has a 1,400-pound payload and seating that accommodates up to four people, so you can get whatever and whoever anywhere they need to go. Visit your John Deere dealer today. Live for what you do. Go Gator.
Nothing says John Deere like Littles. Visit us in Downingtown, Pottstown, Ziegler-ville, and now in Hatboro. And at relittle.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
The Florida mailman who made a special delivery landing his gyrocopter at the U.S. Capitol goes back to court in D.C. today.
After his arrest last month for landing on the west lawn of the Capitol, 61-year-old Douglas Hughes insisted he was just trying to make a point and not about security.
Because I think it's more important that we have a Congress that works for the people, and I wanted to draw attention to the fact that they're not.
Now he could face more than 9 years in prison if convicted on all counts, a federal grand jury indicting him on two felony charges for flying an unregistered aircraft and flying without a pilot's license, and four misdemeanors for violating three no-fly zones and falsely labeling the gyrocopter as a postal carrier. He was on leave from the U.S. Postal Service at the time. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
There's a new government survey out today that says after the December 2012 massacre at the school in Newtown, Connecticut, public schools across the country have improved security measures. The National Center for Education Statistics show that in the school year 2013 and 14, 88% of public schools had a written plan on how to respond to an active shooter. Comedian Bill Cosby has a lot of accusers, more than 40 women now, claiming he sexually assaulted them. One of the most famous of them is suing.
Janice Dickinson, who calls herself the world's first supermodel, suing Bill Cosby for defamation because the comedian's attorney, Martin Singer, called her allegations that Cosby drugged and raped her in a Lake Tahoe hotel room in 1982 false and outlandish. She's asking for unspecified damages and a retraction. The 60-year-old says Singer's statement made in a letter to the Associated Press damaged her reputation and caused her to be victimized all over again. Three other women who accused Cosby of sexual abuse also sued for defamation. Jay Metzler, Fox News Radio.
In the NBA playoffs, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Atlanta Hawks to take Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Balancing life is our biggest challenge, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Here on WFYL, we address a balanced life every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We have great guests such as the number one best-selling author and health coach, Mari Pizarro, and as seen on The Doctor's Show, Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers, and many, many more. I'm the host of Balanced Life, Renee Gable. Please listen every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., because a balanced life matters.
I'm Gary Volpe with Volpe Enterprises Complete Home Renovations. I'll be discussing how investing in your family with a solid foundation in the Bible and the church can pay dividends for a lifetime. I also will discuss the power of prayer and give some remarkable situations that happened through the power of prayer in my own life. Tune in this Saturday at 8 a.m. to hear the details.